to meet the men from the ministry. Join us now for another canter down the corridors of power with Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. At the ministry, dedicated men work long hours to guide the ship of state through the proper channels and steer it safely up the creek. In the General Assistance Department, they tackle a multitude of problems.
Is it time for the elevenses yet?
Mr. Lamb, you've only just had your half-past-tensies.
Have I? Been so busy I hardly noticed.
Oh, so I see. You stuck that chocolate finger behind your ear and eaten half your pencil.
I'm helping the Ministry of Agriculture, Mildred.
Yeah, dealing with farmers' problems, aren't you? What sort of things do they ask?
Well, one farmer's seeking advice on milking. He's got a Friesian herd.
What did you recommend?
The centrally heated cowshed. Not only that, he's asked us to find a pedigree bull to mate with his cows.
Well, surely that's a job for the farmer.
No, it has to be a bull, apparently. And then there's this villain in Dorset who's selling bogus rhubarb.
Bogus rhubarb? Whatever's that?
He paints stale celery pink.
Oh, the farming board rang just now about next week's big agricultural show. They've got a problem with horse manure, and they want you to go into it.
Isn't that typical? I get all the rotten jobs and never a helping hand from Mr. Lennox Brown.
Well, he's assisting the Arts Council, isn't he?
Exactly. That's the sort of thing I should be doing. I'm much more of a show business type than he is.
Do you think so, Mr. Lamb?
Of course. I'm a natural dancer. When I left school, I thought about going into musical comedy. But my headmaster said I should try the civil service.
He'd seen your administrative abilities.
No, he'd seen my dancing. He felt it was ahead of its time.
Shame.
Still, I've had my moments in the civil service players. I was one of the dancers in West Side Story.
Oh, I heard about that. You got some funny reviews.
Well, we had to provide our own costumes, you see, and I hadn't realized American teenagers don't wear top hat and tail.
Morning, Joe.
Morning,
Mum. Morning,
sir. You're early today. We haven't had our elevenses.
Oh, I like your velvet beret, sir, and that big floppy bow tie.
Thank you, yes. Well, it's this Arts Council work, you know, and mingling with artists and writers as I do. I think it's as well to look like one.
He certainly looks like one.
I heard that, too. Oh. Yes. No doubt you're jealous because I'm moving in artistic circles and you, as usual, are moving in ever-decreasing ones.
The permanent undersecretary rang, sir. He said he'd be dropping in to see you.
Oh, yes. Well, Sir Gregory's very keen on this Arts Council work, you know. Ah, here he is.
Good morning to you, Sir Gregory.
Good morning, Leonard Grant.
Do sit down, would you? Yeah. Put your feet up on Mr. Lamb's chair. Or on Mr. Lamb, if you prefer it.
Thank you, thank you. Now, the Arts Council have asked for our help with next week's gala at the Royal Albert Hall.
Oh, my word, Sir Gregory.
Well, as you know, it's to be a great occasion.
Yes.
Leading singers and dancers from the common market countries are coming here specially for this one show.
It should be extremely cultural.
Yes, well, we'll have to put up with that, but the hospitality and accommodation all have to be arranged. That'll be your job.
It will be an honor, sir.
Yeah, there'll be a lot to do, sir. Lamb had better help you.
Oh, I'd be happy to, sir. It'll be much more fun than helping the farming board.
You'll continue to do that as well, Lamb. This extra job is a bonus.
Thank you, Sir Gregory.
But well, the gala evening's next Friday.
Yes.
So you've a busy week ahead of you. Yes. If you're really pushed, you can enlist Mr. Crawley from the office next door.
Hello, Miss Murfin. I just popped in to wish you a nice holiday.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Crawley.
I hear you're off to, what's-his-name again?
Tar Beach-on-Sea, that's right. Honey, I wish Mr. Lennox Brown and Mr. Lamb would hurry up back from lunch. They said I could go early, and my boyfriend's waiting downstairs with his motorbike.
I hope you get plenty of what's-his-name.
Well, we had a week there last year, and it only rained twice. Once for 3 days and once for four.
Well, anyway, have a good time, and don't forget to send us a what's-his-name.
I'll try and find you one of them funny ones where there's a big fat lady with a huge what's-his-name. Oh, blimey, he's got me at it now. Hello? General
assistance department. Mildred Muffin, with whom you are addressing?
Oh, it's you, Bernard.
No, I can't leave till they get back, can I? What? Well, your porter's bound to object, isn't he, if you keep revving up your motorbike in the hall. Just be patient, love. I'll be down in a minute. Since he started that oatmeal bread, he's been like a caged beast.
Ah, is this the General Assistance Department?
Oh, that's right, sir. Can I help you?
My name's Angus.
Oh, not one of the Aberdeen Anguses.
No, I'm Angus Angus from Inverness, Ministry of Agriculture.
The Min of Ag. Mr. Lamb's been helping your lot, hasn't he?
Well, let's see, he's been trying to. I need all the help I can get, you see. My schedules are terribly tight.
Nasty.
The big agricultural show opens at Earl's Court on Friday, as you know. And you may also have heard we've a problem with Europe's number one pig.
No, I didn't even know Sir Gregory was involved.
No, lassie. I'm talking about a real pig. A genuine, actual swine.
So was I.
The French are sending this pig here, especially for the show. She's called La Belle Marguerite.
Oh, and what do you want my bosses to do?
Well, I've a telegram here from the Common Market Farming Executive.
Oh, La Belle Marguerite arrived Tilbury 1000 hours Friday. Extra attraction for London show after points triumph in Paris and Rome. Well, what does that mean?
Well, they're Europe's top agricultural shows. Aye, she got maximum points at each.
Well, I never. Have ministry officials meet her with suitable transport and escort her to venue. Oh, I see. They're to collect this pig at the docks.
And they'll have to sign the landing permits. There's a special quarantine concession. Aye, well, I must be off. Cattle and pigs everywhere. I'm up to my eyes in it. You'll see to get the message.
Oh, yes, sir. I'll put it on the desk right away. General Assistance Department. No, love, they're still not back. Soon as they get here, I'll make a bolt for the door. Oh, ha-ha. No, I haven't had carpentry lessons. Oh, here. I think they're coming now. I'll be down in a second.
Oh, sorry, we're late, Mildred. We had to attend an Arts Council lunch.
I had a glass of champagne.
I thought you didn't drink, Mr. Lamb.
Don't you believe it? That's the third he'd had since Japan surrendered. Now, you leave early today, don't you, Mildred?
Yes, sir. Right now, if you don't mind. Bernard's waiting in the hall.
All right. Well, off you go, then. Enjoy your holiday.
Thank you, sir. Yes. Oh, and there's a little job coming for you. Yes. I put the telegram on your desk, next to the marmalade. Ta-ra.
Bye, Mildred. Have a good time. Telegram, eh? Must be urgent.
Yes, I'll try and remember to read it first thing in the morning.
Shouldn't we look at it now? One, that Arts Council chap was saying he admires the way we get on with things.
Oh, very well, then. Go on. You'll read it to me.
All right, just a minute.
Yes.
La Belle Marguerite arrives Tilbury 1000 hours Friday. Extra attraction for London show after points triumph in Paris and Rome. Have ministry officials meet her with suitable transport and escort her to venue. What's this about, I wonder?
Well, it is obvious, isn't it? Must be from the Arts Council. There's another artist we've got to look after.
Who is La Belle Marguerite?
Well, don't show your ignorance, too. I mean, everyone's heard of La Belle Marguerite.
Have they?
Well, yes, she's a star of the ballet, isn't she?
And the Arts Council want us to meet her. Oh, how exciting. What does this mean, after points triumph in Paris and Rome?
Ah, yes. Well, that's a technical ballet term. I wouldn't expect you to know that, too. No, ballet dancers go up on their toes, you see?
Yeah,
that's
yes.
Their point.
Yes.
They go up on their toes when, when...
When their tights are too tight.
Yes. No. Hello, Lennox Brown dancing. Lennox Brown speaking.
Angus here. You saw the telegram about La Belle Marguerite?
We meet her on Friday at Tilbury.
She'll be coming into number 4, Doc, aboard the SS Amnesia.
SS Amnesia, number 4, Doc.
Yes. And you'll see she gets to the show in good time.
Yes, leave it to us, my dear sir.
Ask if this ballet lady understands English.
Oh, yes. Will she be able to understand us?
She understands all she wants to understand. If she starts being stupid, give her a thwack on the rump.
Yes. What?
By the way, she'll probably get dusty on the ship.
Get dirty.
Aye, so see she's washed down.
Mr. Angus, I don't think...
We want her looking good for the show, don't we?
Oh, you're joking, of course. Silly of me, yes. Well, now, you can rely on us. We'll see La Belle Marguerite is well looked after.
Ask him how we'll recognize the lady.
I assume there'll be no difficulty in recognizing her.
Oh, none at all. She's bonny and pink, and she'll have a label round her neck.
Label?
If that's come off, you'll see a mark on her rear end.
On her... Oh, my word, you nearly caught me again there.
You see, too. Ask a silly question.
You're right.
Don't worry, Mr. Angus. We'll take care of everything.
Okay. Then see you do, laddie. See you do.
Odd fella. Think he may be Scots.
They're all a bit strange at the Arts Council. Do you know, when that lorry ran over my bike, I left the wreckage in their hall. Next day, they'd put it on display as a piece of modern art.
Well, we'd better get ready for La Belle Marguerite.
I reserve her a suite at the Hotel Cochon.
No, not that awful place, too. They say it's an absolute pigsty. No, book her into the Deluxe.
Yeah, right, yes. And I'll ring the BBC. They may want an interview.
Now, the telegram says provide suitable transport. Ah, yes, we'd better order the new Ministry limousine. It's never been used.
Good idea. La Belle Marguerite will christen it.
Oh, what an honor for us to be meeting her, eh?
Won't Sir Gregory be jealous? I can't wait to see his face.
Darling, you too.
Well, I could have waited a bit longer.
I hope you're getting on with this Arts Council work.
Indeed we are, sir, yes. They've asked us to meet La Belle Marguerite at Tilbury on Friday.
La Belle Marguerite?
Yes, sir.
I hadn't heard of her either, but it turns out she's very famous.
What do you mean? Of course I've heard of her. She's a celebrated,
she's a famous ballet dancer.
That's what I was about to say. Yes, I've seen her many times. Her entrechats are outstanding.
Well, all these dancers are well built, aren't they?
For such a great star, sir, we thought a suite at the Deluxe would be appropriate.
The suite?
Yes.
At the Deluxe?
Oh, you think that's too extravagant? Well, perhaps my landlady could put her up on her put-you-up.
No, don't be absurd, Lamb. A celebrity of this magnitude, a beautiful dancer, she must have the use of an elegant flat.
A flat, sir?
Yes. My London flat has just been redecorated. You can make that available to her.
Put La Belle Marguerite in your flat, Sir Gregory. My word, you're very generous.
Yes, I am, yes. Well, I shall make her welfare my responsibility. Take her out wider and diner and... for the sake of British prestige, of course.
Oh, of course, yes.
Unfortunately, I'll be out of town most of Friday, so you look after her during the day. Take her out to lunch at the Hilchester. I shall entertain her after the gala performance.
Well, we'd better ring the Albert Hall and check they're ready to receive her.
These glamorous continental women admire mature English gentlemen like myself. I fancy Marguerite and I will get on rather well. It'll be a night I'll never forget.
Do you see Sir Gregory as a mature English gentleman?
Mature? He's positively overripe. I'll phone the Albert Hall and speak to Mr. Ironside.
Who's Mr. Ironside?
Well, he's organizing the program for the gala evening, you see.
Oh, I see.
Hello, Trevor Ironside speaking.
Good afternoon. Lennox Brown at the Ministry. I wanted to check that everything's in hand for La Belle Marguerite on Friday.
Do what, Ducky?
La Belle Marguerite, the Continental Ballet star. You know the name, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, of course I'm ballet expert, you know. Yes.
Perhaps they haven't told you, but she's coming over as an extra attraction for your gala show.
Oh, but treasure, that's fabulous. We'll give her the spot before the finale. I wonder what she should dance.
Well, I suggest an excerpt from a well-known ballet. Something like, or any other you can think of.
What about the time factor?
Yes, that one would do perfectly.
I think she'd better do the Dying Swan. Now, I'll go and tickle up the corps de ballet.
Well, you do whatever you feel you have to do. no doubt you'll put on extra posters all over London. I mean, she must have lots of publicity. Having to. Come on, there's a great deal to be done before our guest arrives.
Yes. We ought to have something to present her with when we meet her at the docks.
Good thinking. Perhaps some illuminated testimonials of welcome. Like when people get the freedom of the city.
Yes.
Know what I mean? Yes. Well, place an order with the Ministry printers.
This is definitely the ship one. Should we go up the gangplank?
Yes, too. You lead the way, will you? Have you got the testimonials?
No, I always walk like this.
The scrolls of welcome.
Oh, I see, yes. Oh, they're in my briefcase. Ah, perhaps that sailor can tell us where Marguerite is.
Oh, yes. Ahoy there, Battleo. We're from the ministry.
From the ministry? Sure and begorra.
No, Lennox Brown and them. You see, we're meeting La Belle Marguerite and escorting her back to London.
Ah, well, she's aboard all right. You'll have to sign her landing paper, so you will.
Oh, dear, I hate all this bureaucratic fiddle-faddle. Still, I suppose it has to be done. Look, you go ahead, too, and greet La Belle Marguerite.
You'll find her over there, sir, across the other side.
Righto. Is my bowler hat on straight?
Yes, yes, too. Go on, trot along. I hope Marguerite had a good voyage.
Oh, that she did, sir, that she did. She grunted a lot at first. But some of the sailors tickled her tummy. And after that, she was as good as gold.
Splendid. What?
Mind you, she turned a bit nasty with the second mate. She pushed him along the deck with her snout. And then she tried to bite him in the stern.
Good Lord. I suppose it's the artistic temperament.
Something terrible's happened.
What is it to you? You're boggling again. Look, didn't Marguerite appreciate the testimonial?
Yes, she liked them all right.
You're quite sure?
She must have done. She ate them.
Good. Well, in that case, you...
She ate them? And my new bowler hat. Look out. Here she comes now.
Oh! Crawley, is anyone about?
Only me, Mr. Lennox Brown. I hope you don't mind my waiting in your office. I wanted to rub a band to keep my wasses' names together. Whatever's the matter?
Look, we've just got back from the docks. We went to meet a VIP and got stuck with a PIG.
Me?
Yes, a prize sow called La Belle Marguerite. She's here, and we've got to cope with her.
She's here?
Well, Mr. Lamb's just pushing her down the corridor. She suddenly decided to stop moving.
But why did you bring her to the ministry?
Well, what else could we do? We couldn't take her to lunch at the Hillchester.
That's true. But didn't anyone see her come in?
No. She just grunted at the hall porter, but luckily didn't look up. She just said good morning to you, Sir Gregory, and went on eating his cornflakes.
Here she is, man. I think she's hungry.
Oh, yes, and that's another thing, isn't it?
Well, I've got some food in my office. I'll go and fetch it, shall I?
Thank you, Mr. Crawley. That would be helpful.
Yes, you can have a few of my ham sandwiches.
Ham sandwiches? Don't be quiet, you brute. Two, can't you keep her under control? Well, Sir Gregory would go mad if he knew he got a pig in the office.
Good job he's away today.
Nevertheless, try and hush the wretched thing, will you? Now, come on, we've got to think. Good grief. Now look what she's done.
I say. And in your chair, too. Still, she had to lie down somewhere.
If only we knew where she's supposed to go.
We can think about that when we found the real ballerina.
Oh, don't be daft. There isn't a real ballerina.
Oh, no, I suppose there isn't. That's good. There means nothing to worry about.
Oh, no, nothing at all, apart from the fact that we've said there is one. She's due at the TV studios to be interviewed live at 3:00.
Oh, dear. What are we going to do?
Ah, yes. Now, I'm glad you asked me that.
Huh?
You are going to impersonate a ballerina.
Me? But I don't look like a ballerina.
Well, that's a matter of opinion. Anyway, I can't do it, can I? I mean, ballerinas don't have moustaches. Well, nip down to the recreation room. The drama group keeps some costumes there, you know.
I won't do it. I won't.
If you don't, the press will be on to the whole story and Sir Gregory will kill you. Or worse. Come along. No one will know you in a wig and a tutu.
I have to wear a wig and a tutu, too.
Of course. And slip a couple of lemons down your front.
No.
Good afternoon, viewers. This is Joan Cakehole welcoming you to another edition of Afternoon at Home. First, the world of ballet. And in London, for tonight's gala performance, is one of the world's great dancers, La Belle Marguerite. Europe has produced many fine ballerinas, but I think it's true to say that Marguerite has something none of the others have. her is Mr. Lennox Brown, who helped to arrange her visit. Good afternoon, Marguerite.
Good afternoon, Miss Kiko.
You must have appeared in many great ballets. I'd like to hear about your roles.
I haven't got a Rolls, I ride a bike.
I'm afraid Marguerite's English isn't very good, Miss Kiko.
But she speaks perfect English.
Ah, yes, she speaks perfect English. But she doesn't understand it, you see.
I'm not sure that I do. Marguerite, I'm told that seeing you dance the Nutcracker is an amazing experience. I believe it brings tears to the eyes.
I don't think the Nutcracker would bring tears to anyone's eyes.
Excuse me, but are you all right? There seems to be something moving about under your costume.
Oh, my lemons have slipped. Oh,
I mean, Marguerite, I do apologize, Miss Keiko. These artists are so temperamental. Oh, dear, I am sorry.
Never mind. It was quite an old camera, anyway.
Now, don't you upset yourself, Marguerite. Mr. Lamb and Mr. Lennox Brown will be back soon and take care of everything. Hello, General Assistance Department.
It's in here. Where's Lennox Brown?
He's not back yet, Sir Gregory. This is Mr. Crawley speaking.
I'm calling from Leeds. I'm on my way back to town. Has La Belle Marguerite arrived yet?
Yes, she's here, Sir Gregory.
Oh, she's at the ministry, is she? What's she doing now?
She's lying on the floor, nuzzling her head against my ankle.
Oh, a sensual little minx.
I'll scratch her back. Oh, there, yes, she likes that.
Well, I'll bet she does. Oh, hey, get around to my flat as soon as you can. I shan't be there, but she may want to have a bath.
To your flat? To bath?
Well, it surprises you, does it? Rather fast going, you think. Well, I fancy Marguerite and I will understand each other. We're two of a kind.
You say so, Sir Gregory.
Tonight, after the gala performance, Marguerite and I will relax on my sofa and drink champagne from silver goblets.
Sir Gregory, you are talking about La Belle Marguerite.
Of course I am, ma'am. Take her round to my flat at once.
Hello. Crawley's not here. And Marguerite's gone as well.
Perhaps he found somewhere more suitable for keeping pigs.
Put the kettle on and we'll have a cup of tea. Then we'll make an announcement that La Belle Marguerite is indisposed and can't appear tonight.
Can't appear? But thousands of people have bought tickets. Some of them have queued all night to see Marguerite dance. We can't disappoint them.
What are you talking about, too? How can she dance? She doesn't exist.
Yes, she does. You're looking at her.
You out of your mind.
If I was Marguerite on the telly, I could be Marguerite at the Albert Hall. I'm a natural dancer. I've been in lots of shows for the civil service players. I'm going to do it, and you can't stop me.
But, too, all the critics will be there. They'll tear you to ribbons.
We open Radio's Arts Review tonight with a report from our critic Harold Hobhouse, who's rushed to the studio from the gala performance of the Royal Albert Hall. Mr. Hobhouse, you look quite white and shaken.
Well, I am white, and I'm very shaken. What an astounding evening. The Royal Philharmonic at the very, very best. The shattering sound of the German woman's male voice choir. But above all, the undoubted star of the occasion, La Belle Marguerite, doing the dying swan as she's never been done before. It was a bold break with convention. I never expected to see the dying swan actually tap dancing. Marguerite's backward plunge into the orchestra pit seemed almost accidental. Yet when she did a series of cartwheels, the audience were amazed at her tremendous feat. It was a truly staggering performance. Marguerite seemed eager to dance all night, but after her 23rd encore, she was dragged off stage by a figure in pinstripe trousers and a bowler hat.
This was symbolic, I suppose.
Oh, indeed, yes. Authority crushing the free spirit. I dare say ballet purists may cavil at two sung choruses of Old MacDonald Had a Farm. To me, Marguerite touched greatness tonight. And small wonder that as I left the Albert Hall, admirers were besieging her dressing room.
I I'm a star. I'm a star.
Oh, be quiet, too. For heaven's sake, get out of that ballet costume and let's get away from here.
Oh, it'll be someone else for my autograph.
It's me, Marguerite. Ooh. Gregory Petchy.
Oh, oh. It's Sir Gregory. He was taking Marguerite to his flat after the show.
But I can't go to his flat. He might start getting amorous.
Well, you've brought this on yourself, too. If you don't go with Sir Gregory, it'll all be exposed.
But if I do go with Sir Gregory, it'll all be exposed.
Hurry up, dear lady. I'm waiting.
Marguerite is just powdering her nose, Sir Gregory.
Yeah, but you listen.
Don't you smuggling, too. Put that wig on again. Look, I'll stay with you as long as I can. Perhaps we can tire him out. Now, come on. We mustn't arouse his suspicion.
Here we are, Marguerite. Come along, my dear.
This is my humble flat. No need for you to come in, Lennox Brown. Off you go.
But Sir Gregory, can't he come in for a nightcap?
No, my dear. He looks silly in a nightcap. You'll be safe enough with me. Go on, Lennox Brown. Buzz off. He's a crowd. What? Let you come along, my dear. This way.
Sir Gregory, you're squeezing my arm.
Oh, you provocative little mick. Good night, Lennox Brown.
At last, Marguerite, we're alone. Just the two of us.
Dear me, was that champagne too fizzy for you? Lie down, my dear. You'll soon feel better. Loosen your clothing, what? Let's cast off all our inhibitions. Tonight is a magic night. There's something in the air.
Oh, there certainly is.
On such a night, the moon and stars seem to whisper a special message. Good grief, there's a pig in the flat. Oh, no, no.